I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Wednesday, October 15th. Burns, it's the next to the last day of the KOSU membership drive, and I want to thank you and Ann for your support of the station.
Well, I hope a lot of folks who haven't quite gotten around to writing a check and or making a pledge will do so. It's very important. We're primarily a listener-financed operation. We appreciate everybody that's been such loyal supporters. We appreciate our new donors, and we'd like to appreciate even more new donors.
Well, I know that you're equally as busy, Burns. Let's turn to your recent appearance before Legislative Committee to discuss guns on campus.
Yes, there is an interim study going on this subject, and we've had a bill for the last several years to change the law from the president deciding whether or not guns can be brought on campus to the legislation, basically saying that guns could be brought on campus. Both my colleague David Bourne at OU and I spoke vehemently against this proposal. We believe that guns on campus simply make the campus more dangerous. Efforts to provide that only trained people can have these weapons doesn't mean that the people that come into possession of them are going to be trained. And it creates a real problem for our law enforcement. And it's just the whole menacing sense of having the students that you're teaching out there with packing a gun on their hip, or concealed for that matter. So we think, and I said this a little bit flippantly, but basically the only folks with guns on campus that I want are our law enforcement folks and, of course, Pistol Pete with his blanks.
Well, Burns, the final enrollment numbers are in, and the OSU system turns out to have the most students in Oklahoma.
That's right. There's more than 36,000 students on our five campuses. As you know, and I'm sure our listeners know, we offer a wide variety of programs at OSU Stillwater, and that includes our Center for Veterinary Health Sciences. There's a branch campus at OSU Tulsa, which is a beautiful campus and provides comprehensive research university courses for folks in Tulsa. We have the OSU Institute of Technology at Okmulgee. I think their graduation employment rate is like about 100%. And then, of course, OSU Oklahoma City. OSU is really the launching point for countless careers, and most of these graduates remain in Oklahoma, boosting our economy and our communities.
And a vast majority of those students will be doing exactly what you and I did back in our college days, and that's spending some quality time at the Edmund Lowe Library on the OSU Stillwater campus.
Yeah, some would say we didn't spend enough time
there. Ditto. It's a facility that contains millions of volumes, maps included.
It does. Actually, it's a repository for state documents, it has a special emphasis on historical maps. We've digitized a number of these maps, almost all of them, in our online collection, which has nearly 8,000 digitized images from the period of 1803 to 1925, and they're available for free on the library's website, which is library.okstate.edu. The Oklahoma Digital Maps collection includes maps of early Oklahoma and Indian Territory, and it also has the U.S. Geological Survey collection and the WPA collection. It offers a rich source of Oklahoma history to all Oklahomans and scholars worldwide. And noted historian and wonderful author Angie DeBoe was the library's first maps curator. She started the formal map collection in the 40s. We now have over 300,000 maps today.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.